The lowest price of any national chain. Call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 or book at motel6.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the door.
Leave your worries on the door, Deb. You don't need them.
Just direct your feet to the sunny.
How y'all doing, Peon and Dan? How you doing?
We're great.
It's great, Willie.
You wonder why I came in here today, aren't you?
Yes.
No, I wasn't, actually.
I was wondering.
You're probably getting out of the heat, right?
No.
No?
I'm in here for Frank.
You're going to do the entire show for Frank?
Well, I hope not. I'm not professional. I'm a blues man.
Yeah.
I'm really just said blues. I'm a blues tambourine player. I'm not a radio man. I'm in here that he comes in.
I'm a fair guy, but this heat is making me absolutely crazy.
I know what you're talking about. How does that?
Oh. So you play tambourine?
I do, Dan, yeah. I don't have my own tambourine now. I dropped it.
You did?
Yeah, I dropped it in the toilet.
The turlet.
Yeah, I wouldn't use it after that. I dropped it in the toilet.
That sounds like Archie Bunker.
Yeah, well. Jeezy, who's that?
I don't know.
In the turlet, huh?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Archie Bunker? How old
you're
are you
old
really?
Enough to know who Archie was.
I'm 78.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you would know Archie Bunker.
Oh, All in the Family?
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah, I know that cat, yeah.
Yeah.
The bad episode with Sammy Davis Jr. came in there.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to kiss or something.
Chair. Yeah.
They kissed each other. That was funny.
That's right, babe.
Yeah, that was funny. Frank was in Jefferson City last night. I don't know if you know that or not, but...
I do. Oh, yeah, we do.
He had his first grandbaby. I've got... 14 grandbabies. And
you have?
Yes, I do, yeah.
You see them all the time?
I've never seen one of them, no.
Oh.
Never?
They're scattered all over around.
Playing the blues, I guess. Yeah.
And mom and daddy, they don't want them being around me because I smoke and I drink, you know. And they say, Grandpa will be a bad influence, you know. And these modern kids today, they...
Modern kids?
Yeah, they don't get people growing up years and years ago were smoking and drinking around kids, and they're fine. I bet adults smoked around you too.
Yeah, they did.
Sure, yeah.
That's where
look at you. Yeah, we turned out great.
Well, maybe that's not a good example.
Oh, yeah.
I walked into, good grief. It was my great uncle, actually. I was probably.
What was so great about him? See what I did there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I was probably about 6 years old, and we were in his basement. They always had parties at his house. And I walked right into a cigarette in my eye.
A lit cigarette.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a lit cigarette in my eye.
Lit cigarette stuck you in the eyeball.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why you have your eye problems now. You ever thought about that?
Oh, it could be.
That could have been what did it.
Mm-mm.
Who was it that did it to you?
My Uncle Jack.
Your Uncle Jack could have...
Danny, that's child abuse.
It is. I should have turned them all in.
He did that today. He go to jail.
I turned them all in right
there. Hang on, man. When Frank coming in here?
Yeah, no kidding.
Wait.
Yeah. No hurry.
He getting close. They say he's close by.
Is he?
He's driving from Jeff City?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Is he driving?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Well, we do the
segment. How would you think he'd get that damn walking?
Willie, who's your favorite blues artist?
Well, he just passed.
He did?
Yeah. Just passed, just recently. I'm going to see if you know who it is.
He just passed just recently?
Yes.
I can't think of who just passed
Bobby
away.
Blue Bland.
Oh, Bobby Blue Bland?
Yeah.
That was your favorite?
Yeah, my second B.B. King.
Oh, yeah.
He's still around.
Yeah, he is.
Frank made a joke one time. He said, you know who the cousin of B.B. King is? Pellet King. Get it? Pellets and B.B.'s.
Oh. Gun. Yeah. That's gun humor.
That's why I think he's so funny. Frank is funny sometimes.
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
And they say, and another cousin, 22 Caliber King.
Oh. Same kind of joke.
Yeah, same kind of, yeah.
Woohoo,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, man. What do you want to talk about?
Mike Dorsey was asking when Frank's coming on.
Who's that? Who's Mike
Mark
Dorsey?
Mark Dorsey.
Oh, Mark Dorsey.
Who is he?
He's the manager of the station. He was just asking me.
Why does he say that? Because he wanted me out?
No. He was just asking where you were.
No, I can take a hint. I've had my feelings hurt before.
Your penis hurt?
Yeah.
My feet. I've had that. I had that hurt too one time. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go into that because that has something to do with biting.
Well, you don't get 14 grandkids.
No, you don't. And I could take, I know what he's saying. He don't want me in here. And I'm all right with that. I'll see you later.
Oh, he's waving his arms. No, he said, okay.
No, you know what? I'll see you
okay.
later.
Oh, man.
Willie? Is he gone?
Wow. And Frank's not there yet, I guess.
Willie just walked in. He was crying.
Man.
He was?
What happened?
Well, I don't know. Something Mike said.
Somebody hurt his feelings or something?
I think it's Mark.
He hurt his feelings?
Mark just asked. Mark Dorsey came in and asked.
Where
you were.
In front of Willie.
Yeah.
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 It's only one way he could take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, there goes another good regular cast member.
Man, that's two of
them. We lost Funny Talking Man.
Yeah.
Well, Funny Talking Man, he got
kidnapped.
Kidnapped.
Yeah.
And killed.
He's killed?
Well, I'm gonna have to show go find. I know where he hangs out at the Blues Bar, but I don't. Yeah. This might not be. This might be irreversible damage.
Oh, doggone.
Way to go. Way to go, Mike. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is. I'm damn glad you find it funny. I don't find hurting people funny. Pian, I know you don't either.
Did you say damn glad?
No, I said damn. I said you may think it's funny, but I'm glad.
Oh,
but I'm glad you think it's funny, but I don't think hurting people's feelings is funny.
No.
Now, Pian and I don't.
No.
Maybe we're odd. Huh? Okay,
yeah,
we're the odd ones.
I guess.
We don't like to hurt people's feelings. It is the. 18th day of July. Hey, it's my grandson's one-day birthday.
It is.
He's
a day old. He'll be a day old in the 5 o'clock hour.
How was it when you held him for the first time?
You know what? It was fine. It was, I don't cry about that stuff. I think when I sobbed when my first son had heart surgery at the age of 6. I sat home and cried like a baby the night before that surgery because I was just scared to death. But now, there were 7-8 people in the room, and I held him. Of course, everybody held him. I kind of feel almost, I don't know if I'm jealous of little bitty newborn babies or if I feel sorry for them because you don't know what they're thinking. They got to be thinking, hey, enough, put me down. What the heck?
Yeah.
It's quite a scene, and women... I said this yesterday.
Oh.
You should have heard the women's phone texting, and then all women. You could send them the picture of a baby armadillo in a blanket,
yes.
And they'd send back.
Oh man, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. So cute.
Your daughter sent me two pictures. One where the baby was wrapped in the blanket, and the other one that you got, where you see the huge testicles.
I'm telling you. Now you know what my wife said, and this is, and I expected this from her because this morning, and she went on back to Jeff City, and I said. I said, that, how about the scrotum on that kid? And she said, because I'm trying to point out to her that the men in our family are, well endowed.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, that doesn't mean anything. She said, all babies, and here's what she said, all babies, boys and girls, have swollen genitals.
Really?
Now, have you ever heard this?
Never heard that.
I never did either.
And then I said, I never heard that. And she said, well, it's true.
Ours are still swollen.
Yeah, mine never went away.
Mine aren't as swollen as often as they used to be.
Yeah.
But I said, well, I've never heard this. Well, it's true. She thinks she's a doctor, And maybe it is true because thinking back on it, if you ever see little babies when they still have that, I'll tell you something, it looks uncomfortable.
Well, you need to keep measuring them, see if they go down.
Yeah, you know what looks uncomfortable? That clamped off cord.
Oh,
that looks
yeah.
like that ought to hurt.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of falls off.
Yeah, they leave it on until it just goes. Yeah.
That may be the only disgusting part. They smell good. They're all bathed and powdered. And then you look down and you see that black clamped off thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of disgusting. disgusting, but it's necessary, I guess. And then it falls off, and then that determines, I guess, what kind of belly button you have.
Innie or outie.
Innie or outie, yeah. Or in, anything in between.
They didn't keep the placenta or anything, did they? Like
of course not. What do you think? We're crazy.
Well, I know. See, well,
we're not hippie, some people nowadays, hippie weirdos. I don't know.
Yeah, some people do, and then they eat it.
Oh, they
yeah.
They fry it.
Yeah.
And folks, if you're getting disgusted, we're not making this
no.
up just to be disgusting. We're disgusting anyway. But it's true. The real, I don't know, what would you call those people?
Earthy.
Earthy, nutty, whatever. And what's the point? They say some nutrition or something?
Right.
Or is it some kind of bond?
The, yeah.
They're not bonding with anything. That's not part of that kid anymore. It's not even part of you. You're just eating whatever that stuff is. But, I have a great story to tell, and it really has nothing to do with a baby being born or hospital or anything. It has to do with what happened after we left last night. And I think this is a good story because we've all had situations that are awkward in restaurants, and so I'll set this up for you. We leave. By the way, Capital Region Hospital in Jeff City. It's a wonderful little hospital. They don't do that nursery thing anymore. You know where they used to put all the babies in this glass room, and you go up to the glass. The baby's in what they call a birthing suite, right in the room with the family.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
The baby hangs in there, and then the mom can actually
get
up.
Well, he doesn't hang. They don't hang.
They hang out with him.
Sure, some weirdos have their kids hung.
Well, and they have. Well, you saw his picture. He's
right.
Hung.
Well, yeah.
But they have a little bassinet thing with a heater. It's kind of like what they would put them in that nursery, but they stay in the room, and the nurse comes and checks on. So we leave at about 8 o'clock, and we're Jefferson City. So my son has been there since 6 o'clock yesterday morning. Now, he's exhausted because he's nervous. It's his first kid. I mean, I get it. He's all freaked out. He hasn't slept for 2 nights. So he's there since 6, and he has not eaten. So we said, we're going to go, and I'm not going to name the restaurant. It's a nice restaurant in Jefferson City, right in town. And I said, we're going to go get something to eat. Can we bring you back something? He said, yeah, I want a roast beef sandwich, because he knows this restaurant. He likes this restaurant. He said, they have a great roast beef sandwich. Bring me back a roast beef sandwich. So I asked my daughter-in-law, Carmen, I said, what about you? And she said, no, thank you. She's still drugged out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks. And the doctor said she couldn't eat until she passed gas. I'm not kidding.
Until she passed
gas?
Yeah.
I said, can you eat yet? She said, no. And she looked kind of embarrassed. And my son said, doctor said she has to pass gas.
That's the medication, I guess.
And I said, well, I told her, I said, why don't you just, how would he know? Just tell him you pass gas. Yeah. Or when he comes in, I'll stand off to the side and I'll go,
whoa.
And I'll go, hey, man. Carmen, way to go. And then he'll go, okay, you can eat.
Carmen, way to go.
She said, no, I really need to do that. And then he says,
what's the reasoning?
I have no idea.
Usually they want to make you poop before you leave a hospital.
No, well, maybe she was sugarcoating it. Maybe she didn't want to say that. But she said pass gas. But she didn't do that.
I have to defecate first.
She didn't do that while we were there, so we didn't go out and get her anything to eat. Now, because she didn't pass gas. Now, I heard gas being passed in the room, but then I realized it was my wife.
Oh.
So at first I thought, way to go. And then I go, oh, it's my wife.
Some celebratory ice cream.
She does that all the time.
Yeah. So we go to this restaurant. It's a true story. Everything I'm about to tell you is true. And we walk in, and the kitchen closes at 9 o'clock. So we walk in at 8:15. There's me. My daughter, who flew in for this occasion, my other son, older son, my mother-in-law, and my wife. Okay, so there are five of us. And the waitress comes over, and we said, we want to get a to-go order before, and we want to order it now before the kitchen closes, roast beef sandwich. And I said, you can make it now or make it just before the kitchen closes at 9. It'll be free. Whatever, as long as we get it. It's very important. And we did say it's very important because our son has been up since 6, and he's at the hospital, and he needs something to eat. She said, not a problem. So she took our orders, and she brought them. A second time, we said to her.
Reminder.
Now. A second time, because we looked and it was getting close to 9, I said, just, you know, please make sure they get that sandwich before the kitchen. She says, right. Okay. 10 after 9,
I get the bill. And she says, thank you, folks, for coming.
No sandwich.
Uh-oh.
No sandwich. And I said, you'll have to redo this bill to include the sandwich. And she says, you know what? She says, I forgot the sandwich.
Oh my God.
Now, let me just say something. This is where you, if people in the restaurant around you don't know the situation, you could come off as a jerk. When, in fact, we asked her twice, and we told her how important this was, because all the other places are closed. There's no place to get a decent sandwich at or in 9 o'clock, a meal, other than the fast food thing. And I knew her name, and let's say she's Becky. That wasn't her name. I said, Becky, twice we made it crystal clear we wanted that order before the kitchen closed. This is very important. She says, I know, I just forgot it. And I said, well, here's the deal. Go back in the kitchen, ask them to make that sandwich. Well, she says, I'll see what I can do, but I know how they are. I said, just do it. So she goes in the kitchen, comes back out. They won't do it. They close down at 9 o'clock.
Mm.
So I stood up. And I said, you know what? I said, this is unacceptable, and I'll tell you why. Because my son was standing there, and he and his brother own restaurants. And my son said, when she went back in the kitchen, he said, Dad, I could go back there and make this sandwich. It's roast beef. Yeah, they're not roasting it now. It's already there. This is not a big deal. But some people, it's like, sorry, I'm on break, or I'm off at 5. Sorry, it's 5:02.
Yep.
And he said, this was their mistake. I said, I know. I'll take care of this. So she came back and said, no, they won't. And I said, Becky, did you tell them this is your fault? She said, well, no. I said, no, you didn't. So you went back, and they think you've got a customer out here who, oh, at the last minute, wants something after the kitchen closed. That's not the case. We ordered this an hour ago. Why don't you go back in there and tell them this is all your fault, and let's see what happens. Now, the owner comes over. Well, is there a problem? And I said, yes. And I turned to the waitress. I said, why don't you tell her what the problem is? And she said, I forgot their sandwich order. And she said, when did they order it? And she said, well, they ordered it about an hour ago. And I said, oh, and go ahead and tell her while she's here that we mentioned it again, like half an hour later. She said, yes, they did. She said, but I tried to explain to them that the kitchen's closed. And the owner said, go back there and you tell them to make that sandwich. She said, this is our mistake. It shouldn't have happened. Do it. And if they have any questions, tell them, you come get me. And buddy, that sandwich got made. Now, the owner, to her credit, looked at me and she said, you're not paying for that sandwich. She said, there's no way I could charge you for that. She said, this is unacceptable. I am so sorry. And then the waitress comes out and starts crying.
Oh, great.
Now it starts getting real awkward.
Great.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
and I said, hold it. I said, look it. Don't cry. I said, this is awkward. I said, people make mistakes. I said, but Becky, you know, sometimes you got to go out of your way or see to it that somebody goes out of their way to fix something that you did wrong. And I said, I know people make mistakes, but you were just a little bit too
easy to give up.
Yeah, you just were too unwilling to do. Let me get the owner and see. I said the owner had to step in on her own. So she's crying. So like an idiot that I am and a softie, I gave her an additional tip. I gave her a 40% tip on the whole meal, on the whole thing, because I felt so bad that she was crying.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So my son looked at me and goes, well, Dad, what are you doing? You know how much money you gave her? I said, yeah, I know. I said, she's just a waitress. I mean, she didn't mean to do it. He said, yeah, but he said, I can just tell you, the people have to learn. There's no way. You don't learn by getting rewarded from asking, nah, it's over. Let her have the money we left.
I think she learned the lesson.
Oh, I guarantee you she did. But it was one of those things where I'm sure sure other customers that would look at that jerk, you know, to me, thinking, what a demanding customer. And they didn't know the whole story.
I double dog dare you to go in there tonight and say, Becky, I need a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah. And tell her I need it 10 after 9.
Yes.
This time, what I'd have to give you. But it was a weird but interesting. It's a great little place, and they have decent food, and I'm not going to trash the place. But
it's good the owner stepped in.
Yeah, though. And the moral of the story is, hey, when you screw up, especially you were reminded a second time to do it, go out of your way to, you know what I just said? I just said, I will come to the, I'll find a place and get a, and I'll bring it to the hospital. Honest to goodness. I just busted my butt because in the end, that's what the customer will remember.
Or go back in the kitchen and say, sorry guys, this is my fault. I'll split some of the tip with you for
this order. Yeah, but she didn't even tell him it was her fault. She just acted like,
I know, but that's what she should have done.
Sure, she should have.
She should have done that.
I'll give you my whole tip. Make this sandwich for these people. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's my story from last night. We got some business to do, and then I have a bonus joke for you because I don't really think it's Playhouse material. We've done it before, but I'm going to do it as a bonus joke today.
You know, we got some Burke segment too, I guess.
Oh, well, good. You know what? We'll break. Mm-hmm. We'll come back and do the Burke segment. I can't wait. Don't let me forget that. Life Care Center of Florissant. We're going to talk about them. We're going to take a break. We're going to have Burke segment. We're going to take your calls because Thursday is the day we can take more calls than any other day. So I want you to get your cell phones ready and get ready to dial these numbers. I'll give them to you now and I'll give them to you later. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Give us a few minutes to get some business done, Burke segment, and then be ready to call. We'd love to hear from you. We don't care what you want to talk about. It's Thursday. It's the day when we take the most phone calls. Life Care Center of Florissant, as I have told you, is a transitional care facility. They opened in 2010. Do you say 2010 or 2010?
2010.
I do too. 2010. Yeah. Do you say 2013? That sounds weird too.
No.
No, 2013.
Yeah. I've heard people say 2014. Sound right. No. But how would you abbreviate it? You can't say 14. Why not? You say 98. That was in 89. Why couldn't you say 14? They know you're not talking about 1914.
Sound right.
I know.
Either.
I know. Until we get into
the 20s.
Maybe. Yeah. Like 2022.
Back in 04.
Yeah. You can just say, last year in 22. That sounds okay for some reason. So I'll just go with 2010. 2010, they built the Life Care Center. So it's only, hang on,
2010, and this is 2013.
So it's only,
it's been open
8 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, no.
And
wait.
It is
4 year, no, 10
17
years
months.
Old.
Yeah. 19 months old. So it's new and it's state of the art and everything is great about it, but none of that would matter if they didn't have a staff of really professional people who were really good at what they do. And what they do is physical therapy and occupational therapy and speech therapy. Now, we talk about APG, Associated Physicians Group. That's a different deal. That's over in Illinois, and that is physical therapy and pain management. You don't stay there. You don't get a room there and sort of live there for a while. Life Care Center is for people who have some really, really serious 24-hour type care that they need until they're ready to go home after they've gotten out of the hospital. Sometimes they're in there because they had a really serious wound or they had pneumonia or heart failure or an orthopedic injury, and the hospital lets you go but makes it clear you need to go somewhere and recuperate and get the therapy you need. And that somewhere should be for you, Life Care Center of Florissant. So how long will you be there? You'll be there maybe a week, maybe 5 weeks, maybe 8 weeks. Average stay, 27 days. They track all this, and they know that the average length of stay is 27 days. And for 27 days, their goal is for it to be a place where you're going to get the care you need and the therapy you need to get back home and be 100%. But they also want it to be the next best thing to home. So they have an executive chef, which I'll bet you don't have at home. Most people don't have an executive chef at home. You know, not everybody is me. Not everybody goes home like I do to a wife that's a gourmet cook. Wait, hold it. Wait. I think that's somebody else. They do have an executive. His name's Roger Jameson. I've met him. I've eaten his food, and it's a very impressive place. And the rooms are all private rooms of flat-screen TVs and cable and, I mean, phone and on and on and on and on. And it's it's the next best thing to being home. And then when you're ready, you go home from there. Life Care Center, transitional care. Check it out. Yes, it's in Florissant. Who cares? I don't care if you're 100 miles away. This is where you're going to want to go if you compare it to all the other transitional care facilities. Life Care Center of Florissant.
And it's time for a look at traffic. Here is Timothy Weiland.
Well, everything's starting off on a rough note right now. On southbound 270, just before Doherty Ferry, you've got an accident that's got the right lane blocked and traffic backed up to Highway 64. On northbound 170, they're still working with a crash at Olive that has the left lane blocked. Your traffic now goes back approaching Forest Park Parkway. Northbound 55, for some reason, it's backed up all the way onto the ramp of Highway 44 in that right lane. And we've got a pretty big shower that's going through on Highway 70 near Shreve and Jennings Station Road, so you've got a little slow traffic there. It's heavy again westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. The St. Louis Bread Company searched the globe for the best shrimp, and now you can try it in the new chilled shrimp and soba noodle salad, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Londoff Jr. My family has been in the car business for over 75 years, and while the vehicles have changed, our commitment to service has remained constant. Whether you visit our dealership in person or online at Londoff.com, at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, we treat you like family. We want to make sure your buying experience is fun. When you buy a vehicle from the Londoff family, you can be sure you will get the best price with the best experience possible. Check out these prices. Chevy Cruze, just $13,900. Chevy Sonic, just $12,500. Silverado Pickups, just $15,900. The all-new Traverse, as low as $245 a month. Are you kidding me? And remember, St. Louis, nobody will give you more for your trade. I don't mean trade assistance or value-added pricing. I mean more cash, period. Visit us at Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florissant, or shop 24/7 at Londoff.com. Come in today and experience Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a St. Louis tradition. Chevy, find new roads.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
A weekend at home or a weekend RVing, cutting the grass or baiting the hook, listening to bacon fry or standing in line at a restaurant, staring at your neighbor's security lights or counting stars, watching the Travel Channel or sitting around the campfire with friends. Break away. Get out of town in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W has partnered with Urban Chestnut Brewery to make a beer brat with their Zwickel Lager. It is now available at your local Schnucks Market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. They make over 30 varieties of sausage on site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. You can also find G&W sausage throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat shops, convenience stores, restaurants, pubs, and tourist attractions. Ask for your G&W while out and about or visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. You want to dance? Yeah!
Yeah. Right.
Well, I sure do. I'm dancing right now, under the desk.
Here she comes now, sing a moaning, moaning.
All right, before we get to the Burke segment and the calls, I just read an email. A listener sent me this email. And he sent me the clip of a story that was on Channel 2 News. And I got to tell you, I'm glad he did. Do you ever wonder who writes these news stories and how they get passed? Whoever they have to get past before they get on the air. There was a stabbing early this morning, Talent Country. You know about this, right?
Oh, yeah.
You'll have to pardon that sound, but yes. For me to play this out of my computer, you'll have to. This Chris Renier, Channel 2.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I'm going to play you the part. Now, this was a stabbing, apparently, allegedly, the way it looks, a 69-year-old woman in Talent Country stabbed her 70, I think it was 78 or 70, whatever, year-old husband. Pretty well-known retired real estate guy. I'm baffled by this. What does this have to do with a murder? Listen, I hope you can hear this. I'll hold it. Hang on here. Let's see what we got here.
The home where this all happened is large and luxurious. It has a pool and a tennis court.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The home where this happened is large and luxurious. It has a home. It has a pool and a tennis. What is this, a real estate show?
Yeah.
Is this the Saturday stabbing? Yeah. The home where this happened is large and luxurious. It has a pool and a tennis court. If you just cut that out, you'd think, well, this is one of those home buyers things. Unbelievable to me. Now, unless I'm wrong, I don't know anything about TV. I don't write TV news. I'm not a newscaster. I don't see, is that supposed to make it all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, I didn't think anything about this until I heard that. Now this is horrible.
Yeah.
It's a large, luxurious home with a pool and a tennis court. Well, now we got a horrible situation.
Yeah. It's not.
And by the way, they show the home from a helicopter. You can see it's a mansion. You can see the pool. You can see it's in a really nice neighborhood. They've established that. It's a nice neighborhood. And I do get that this kind of thing doesn't happen nearly as often in a nicer neighborhood as it does in a crack house neighborhood. But the sentence,
The home where this happened is large and luxurious. It has a pool and a tennis court. Why don't you go ahead and say, and a beautiful granite center island with some extra features like enclosed screened-in patio and home theater. Why didn't you throw that in there? Wow. Maybe I was just, thank you, Mark, for sending me that. Burke segment, what do we have?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
All right, this is our control board operator, Peon, take it away.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. I found this new site. It's called mentalfloss.com. And it's
I like that name.
Yeah, it's a very cool site, and they had a video the other day. It was it was 50 science misconceptions that are debunked, and it's pretty cool. It's a long video. It's like 7 minutes long, so we can't really play it here. It just drags out too long, but I put it on our Facebook page. It's pretty interesting stuff about... one interesting fact was that there was no such dinosaur as the brontosaurus.
What?
Yes. Apparently, some scientists along the way mixed up. They put a head of one dinosaur on the body of another, and they thought, some bones got mixed up, and so the brontosaurus never existed.
I just made up a joke. You know which dinosaur they used to call the 007 James Bond dinosaur?
What?
The Pierce Brosnan-saurus.
You know what they call a lesbian dinosaur?
Yeah. Lycalotopus?
Yeah.
You thought I wouldn't know.
You know
that.
What they call a gay dinosaur?
Megasaurus.
Yeah, Megasaurus.
I don't think that's funny.
No, I don't know.
I think that's homophobic.
But there's pretty cool other facts on there, too. So I put
that's
that
gay
video,
bashing.
I put that video on the our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. And then also they have this just amazing facts tab where you can click on it, and it'll just bring up amazing fact generator. And I was wondering if anybody in the room knows who Faye Emerson was.
Man, that name sounds familiar.
Faye Emerson.
Was she an actress?
I believe so. She had a talk show back in 1950.
Wow. See, I wouldn't have been old enough.
The Faye Emerson show, and it was the first ever wardrobe malfunction on her show.
Wow.
Where apparently her breasts popped out of her dress live on TV.
Well, in 1950, the people had to go into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's Leave It to Beaver time.
Nobody has the video out there, so I was trying to scour around for it to see. But, yeah, so that's a cool site, mentalfloss.com. And then the last thing I have, Bill Cleveland sent me a link about this video. Apparently, it's been done within the last week or so, and it's this lady who is very upset about the heat. And
who is it?
Kind of she's just a face on in the camera, and so I'll just play the dialogue. She's okay. Actually very entertaining.
I'd like to hear it.
It is 91,000 damn degrees. I am sitting right next to my air conditioner, right next to it. It is on the lowest temperature on the highest damn speed. Okay, huh. 64 degrees, and it's on turbo.
Oh.
What the f*** do I need to put this bitch on? Power Ranger? This is f***ing unacceptable. I did not sign up for this. When I prayed during the winter months, I asked the Lord to make it warm. I did not say, Lord, please bring the devil from hell and have him sit his ass crack on earth. That's not what I asked for. That is not what I requested.
Wow.
Okay? He need to heat the houses of the people who was begging for summer all damn winter and fall. All the motherfuckers that was making pictures and special little telegrams and counting down the days till summer. I can't wait to be on the beach. I can't wait to enjoy myself and be in the sun. Well, do you put the sun in their fucking living rooms and you make my damn living room snow? I cannot do this, okay? The Lord need to delegate temperature and weather to somebody else. Where the hell is Moses? Let's talk to Moses about this because the Lord is out of control and I cannot deal with this. I am not tropical. I'm not a damn toucan. This is too damn much. It should not be so damn hot that I'm up here having dreams about me being on fire. Everybody getting on my damn nerves. So damn hot. Ugh. Everybody's getting on my nerves. Everybody's kids is getting on my nerves. These downstairs keep barbecuing every damn day. Every damn day. Every day can't be a holiday. Every day can't be a holiday. It's not a celebration. Who the hell paying for this damn meat? Barbecue every damn day. For what? Always hot. I'm going to slit somebody's throat over this heat. I'm going to lose my mind. I get it when people just... just start shooting during the summer. Don't give me no firearms because I'm about to go the hell off. I do not do this. This is not what I do. I'm not. Hell no. No. Jesus, be a raindrop or central air because I cannot breathe.
Where, wow. Where is she?
She was just sitting in her room.
But what part of the country?
Oh, I don't know. It could be almost half the country at this point right now. Everybody's.
I got news for you. I'd love to have her as a regular on the show. If she could stop using the F word.
Oh, man.
If she cut that out, I'd hire her.
She's very entertaining.
She's our new cast member.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, she's funny.
The devil's ass crack on her.
Oh, man. I'd love to know where. She must be in the Southwest somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think.
There's
a lot of hot
places right now.
Move to Alaska.
Good night, lady. Yeah, move up to North Dakota or something, or up in the Washington State or somewhere, or up on the Canadian border, if you could. Maybe she can't do that. First of all, this idea that people have that if you put it on 64 or crank it down, that's going to make it cool quicker. That doesn't work that way. You put it on 72, it'll get to 72 it'll get to 72 exactly the same time it would have if you put it on 64. It doesn't help anything. That's a misconception. I'm just telling you. I know that little thing about air conditioning, but people think.
I'm guessing she had a window unit, maybe.
I would. It sounds like
yeah.
It. It sounds like it. Because when you have sitting right next to, you can't really sit next, unless you're sitting outside with a compressor or something. Man, she's funny. Yeah, I'd love to track her down. She's better than the lunch lady.
Yeah.
She really is. Anything else?
No, that was it.
All right. Dan, anything?
I don't have anything. We have a bunch of calls coming.
All right, we're going to get to the calls. Burke segment's officially closed. Get Steve in here. He's been waiting a while. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well. First of all, I am AM and the PM.
Everybody should be. If everybody be AM and the PM, this would be a whole lot better world, I'll tell you that.
Amen, brother. I have a question for you. I have listened for years.
All right.
I enjoy the guy that does the special report. I just said
Mike Evans?
Mike, no.
No.
Joe Hipperson?
No.
Bill Cleveland?
Bill Cleveland.
Yeah, we're running out of people.
He used to fill in for you.
Well, occasionally, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed him. And the other guy does a good job, and I still miss Bill Cleveland.
Okay. He'll be happy to hear that.
And he's funny. He is good.
Okay.
That's Steve Cleveland.
Yeah. He'll,
that's Rick.
Oh, Rick, yeah. Rick
no, no, he'll be happy to hear that. He'll appreciate that.
Is there a reason that he quit? He didn't quit.
Station management expressed that they don't care for him as much as they like Paul Harris. That's the honest answer. Bill. They're two completely different broadcasters.
Yes, they're not, they are.
They don't do the same show at all. And
Paul Harris this morning, Frank, talked about the gal in England that had maggots in her ears.
Yeah, I talked about it yesterday.
Ooh, yeah, I know you did. Gross.
It's a good story. It's a good story. If you don't like him, you can't like me, because I thought it was a great story, too.
Well, yeah, it kind of got gross. But anyway, enjoy your show, and guys, keep up the good work. You really make the day enjoyable.
All right, well, I appreciate that, Steve. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, I'll get caught up next hour. Let's take another one. This is Matt. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on the whole swollen genital thing you were talking about with your grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
My son, 2 years old, and it is one thing you can never unsee is that exact thing. They come out, and it's like, holy cow.
Yeah, apparently... I hate that my wife is right, but apparently that's true. They're born with oversized genitals.
And what's weird, I mean, you come out, my son got stuck, don't want to get too graphic, they had to use a plunger, pulled him out, had a big lump on his head, little man boobies, and a big old sack of junk on him, man. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Now there's
my dad, he was sitting there, I said, do those things go down? He goes, Yeah, and then I kind of felt bad for him. I was like, well, you know, there goes that.
Well, you should have known they do look down. Yours went down,
yeah.
Didn't
it? Yeah.
Or we grew into them.
Yeah, we grew into them. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that might be it.
All right. I appreciate the call, Matt.
Very good, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
Sir makes me feel old, even older.
But you are a grandpa now.
Yeah, I know. Let's not talk about that. We got to do some business, or we're going to get so far behind, we'll never get caught up. And then we'll take some more calls. We'll take a lot of calls next hour, because all we have is the outdoor segment, and I'm going to do that. I'll just basically take to go outdoors. Other than that, we're going to take a lot of phone calls next hour. Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. Thompson Price. If the name Price is not in a part of the name of the company that you're thinking about doing business with, then, hey man, don't call us if it doesn't go well, because we're only interested in the feedback that you give us if you deal with Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. And I know what that feedback's going to be. Just wow. Probably a one word email. Wow. Because that's the kind of work they do. It's a process with them, more of a process than with a lot of these other kitchen bath companies. And as is the case with a lot of things, sometimes when there's more of an involved process, the end result is a better product, because the folks at Thompson Price are going to want to know a whole lot of stuff. They're going to ask you a lot of questions. You say, why would they ask us a bunch of questions? It's just a kitchen remodel. Now, it's not, to them, it's not just a kitchen remodel. It's the remodeling of a kitchen that they want you to be proud of for the next couple of decades. They want to know who's going to be living in that house. Is there the possibility that some older parents may be coming to live with you? That's a whole different kind of kitchen. Who cooks? How much do they cook? What kind of cooking do they do? Is it real high-level gourmet stuff? Is it basic cooking? Based on the square footage of the kitchen, what are they going to be able to, what kind of floor should you put in? Granite. Wow, there's a good one. There's all million kinds of granite. Appliances. How high-tech do you want to go? How basic do you want to go? It's a process, and they know how to do it. And when it's over, you're going to be real happy with this kitchen or bathroom. Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. You can check out and find out more at thompsonprice.com.
It isn't every day that we get to record a radio commercial from inside a car. But then, it isn't every day that we get to sit inside an Acura TL. In addition to the standard leather, moonroof, Bluetooth connectivity, and climate control, the TL has an available 305 horsepower V6. With super handling all-wheel drive for increased agility. This led one editor from AutoWeek to conclude, this thing will corner at speeds that will drain blood from your head. Which is all starting to make sense right about now. See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the TL today.
For more information on the aggressively agile 2013 Acura TL, visit your Acura dealer today at stlouisacura.com and franklitaacura.com.